This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a report out the other day by a completely reputable Wall Street firm saying the cannabis industry in this country could be worth $50 billion over the next 10 years. And the marijuana industry seems to be picking up speed going into November when 9 states will consider pot-related ballot measures. The big one is California, where a yes vote would make pot legal for recreational use here. Quite the tipping point, actually, considering the state's economy is the 6th biggest in the world. Jeff Tyler visited a cannabis business expo in Los Angeles not too long ago to follow the money.
At the convention center, if there was any smell in the air, it was the scent of money.
It's just a fascinating time and place to be. It's like being in the gold rush.
Al Vax came from San Francisco looking for business opportunities for himself and his partners.
And do you mind if I ask how much money are you guys talking about investing?
About initially like $100,000, you know, to begin with.
$100,000 is a drop in the bucket compared to the kind of money pouring into the pot industry. Steve Gormley is CEO of Seventh Point, a private equity firm that invests in legal medical marijuana companies in California. So far, the firm has raised $10 million. Gormley says he and most of his investors don't consume the wacky tobacco.
I would concede that, like many Americans, I did some research in college. It's not something I do today.
He says straight-laced business types are lining up to invest before pot is completely legalized.
Imagine what it was like for Seagram's or Joe Kennedy or other entrepreneurs investing in the alcohol business 3 to 5 years before prohibition was repealed.
Investor enthusiasm is expected to gain momentum if California voters legalize recreational weed. Brendan Kennedy is CEO at Privateer Holdings, a Seattle-based private equity holding company that owns and operates marijuana-related companies.
I think a lot of people on Wall Street, a lot of professional investors, will wake up on November 9th in a panic, realizing that they are 2 years behind in terms of understanding the industry and how to invest in it.
Privateer has invested in a Bob Marley brand of pot and a kind of cannabis encyclopedia called Leafly.
Hey there, friends. Regina here with Leafly's Cannabis 101. Today's question is, what's the difference between indicas, sativas, and hybrids?
So far, Privateer has raised more than $100 million. A good chunk of that came from Founders Fund, which is backed by billionaire PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel.
That investment gave other smart investors permission to explore investment opportunities.
Mainstream corporations are already investing. Scotts Miracle-Gro has been buying companies that support marijuana farmers, such as lighting and hydroponic stores, through its subsidiary, Hawthorne Gardening. The company declined an interview request, but its CEO has said publicly that the company plans to invest about $500 million in the industry. Along with their big money, the corporate players bring a style that's radically different from the counterculture pioneers. His extravagant parties have made something of a legend out of Michael Stromatis, who is known as Big Mike.
We are at Big Mike's Marijuana Mansion in West Hollywood.
Big Mike is one of the cannabis industry's most successful businessmen. He's the CEO of Advanced Nutrients, a marijuana fertilizer that he says has $90 million in annual sales. He recognizes that corporate and private equity money is inevitable and may even be good for the industry. But Big Mike expects that progress will come at the expense of the early risk takers.
It's almost like you invented something and you're holding it in your hand and some big bully comes along and takes it out of your hand and goes, thank you very much for all your hard work.
He says many of the industry's original entrepreneurs don't have the skills to compete.
The little store owner, the hydroponic store owner, is going to be put out of business by national chains. It just is. Either that or you get your game together and you start having the business practices and doing them the same way that the big boys do.
Same thing applies to new investors expecting to get rich quick. Back at the expo, I spoke with Tom Adams, principal analyst at BDS Analytics.
The idea that this is just going to be easy money is just dead wrong.
Adams says competition has had a significant impact on pot prices.
We're already seeing in Colorado the prices on pounds plummeting, and the other legal states, same thing. The margins are going to get squeezed in a big way in this business.
Investors lured by gold rush fever could see their dreams of a pot payday go up in smoke. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.